Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you on April 30th, 2024, the last day of Passover 2024. We're going to be doing this teaching very close to sundown. So this is super important and prophetic the way this lined up. But welcome to everybody coming on from the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you. I saw someone from New York City. Well, welcome, welcome, and Long Island. Welcome to my neighbors in New York City and Long Island, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, California. Oh, let's see what else. There's a lot of Pennsylvanias. My goodness, quite a few people. West Virginia, Louisiana, welcome, Michigan. Hello, Michigan. Reawaken America is coming to Michigan June this year, 2024, in Detroit, Michigan. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer, and I just have a couple things to go over quick, but we have some stuff to get into. We are decoding the prophetic mystery that is in the 2024 Kentucky Derby. And oh my, is it in there? And we're going to get into all of it. So let's just open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we fall so incredibly short of your glory, Lord. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he rose again in 3 days, and after appearing to many, he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place victoriously at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that the power of your presence, Father, would mightily go forth, that people would feel your presence, that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the counselor, would minister to those watching. Thank you, Father God, that your glory, Father, will saturate the atmosphere as we go forth, Father. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before me, Lord, with wisdom, counsel, might, and power, Father God. Lord, give me the words, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Father God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, we rebuke any attack in the name of Jesus Christ against this broadcast, Father God. We rebuke any attack against what you've given us, Lord, in Jesus' name. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, bound up, and cast back to the dry places and areas you have designated, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ, and not return, nor have anything sent in this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Without your breath of life in us, we are the dust of the earth, Lord. Father, we praise you. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to everybody who was jumping on as we were opening up in prayer. Very glad to have you. Hello, Australia. Welcome to our friends in Australia. They have this adorable little animal. I forgot the name of it. I'm going to find it. But oh my goodness, would I love one at the sanctuary. They're about this big, and they almost look like a cartoon character. They're furry, and I think they're in the rodent family, but they are absolutely adorable. So if you'd like to FedEx one to me, please don't. But I'm just saying, we would love to have one at the sanctuary. So welcome. Oh, UK, United Kingdom. Welcome to our friends across the pond. in England. We are so glad to have you here as well. Nope, it's not a koala and it's not a wombat. It's called a cuckoo or it's something like that. They're so cute though. They're so cute and they're on an island in Australia. Cape Town, South Africa is here as well. We got the globe coming in tonight. Praise God. Okay, so those of you in the chat from Australia, you may know the animal I'm talking about, but it's this little guy and it looks like I believe it's in the rodent family. Yeah, a quokka. That's it. If we could get a picture of a quokka up, they are one of the most precious little things that God has ever created on this green earth. But they smile. Quokkas actually smile. So our team is looking for it as I start to talk right now. But we are about to embark this Saturday on the Kentucky Derby, which is the first leg of the Triple Crown. And the next one is the Preakness. It ends at the Belmont Stakes, which I believe is in Long Island in my state of New York. And so the Derby this year is fascinating because there is a prophetic mystery. They're looking for a quokka. I could see that they're looking for a quokka. Oh, there it is. I would love to have one of these little fellas at the sanctuary. I mean, I would probably name him Alvin or something. I don't know. But he's just got this cutest little smile on his face. They are so adorable. And this is a quokka. For those of you who don't know, they are native to Australia. People are going, OMG, I want one. This is what people are writing. I know, they're just precious little creatures that God created. Okay. Thank you, team. I'm glad we solved that mystery. Okay, so moving forward, before we get into the Derby and unlocking the prophetic mystery that is in the Derby, and there, let me tell you, there is one and it's a biggie. And so I praise God that he showed it to me because I probably would have never seen this. But he started to piece this together with me over a few days' time. And we are going to put the notes up on the blog. On arcofgrace.org, so you can take them, you can print them out, you can hold on to them, whatever you want to do. Okay, now, pray for my voice too, that it holds up. Hi, Cyrus. So, Derby picks. Our team wanted to have a little bit of fun, given that I'm talking about the Kentucky Derby, and so they have put together a wide variety of hats and me wearing them. So we'll put them up for you and then you can vote on the one you like the best. That one matches my outfit there. That one's my fave. Oh, ooh, that one too. That's a nice one also. So you can vote on, ooh, that's nice too, on whichever one you think is the best hat. And maybe I'll try to find it and buy it or something and wear it leading up to the Derby and take a picture in it. So let us know which one you think. Our team thought this would be so fun at my expense to put me in a bunch of hats, but it is cute and it is adorable. And some of those hats are lovely. Okay. All right, team. They're voting in the chat right now. So I'm going to keep talking and you can tally up what's going on in the chat. Animal picks. We have some animal picks from the happenings at the sanctuary. And so we'll put them up for you. There's Chet. I was hanging out with Chet today. He sends his regards. He'll be on soon. So Chet was with me. There he is trying to pluck my eyelashes out. I'm not even kidding you. These smaller parrots love eyelashes. Mordecai is the same way. And so we were just having a little fun there. There is Cyrus and all the dandelions that are sprouting up that probably make people sneeze. But he was hanging out today. I took him out back with him with Missy and Toby, and we were hanging out. Okay, this is WWE doggy wrestling, and this is Cyrus having Missy pinned, basically, and then we call the match. Once that happens, we call the match. They love to wrestle. It's one of their favorite things to do. Oh, there is Prince. Prince is one of our newest. He's 31 years old. He's at a stable nearby till we build the bigger barn. And there he is in his fly mask, because as you know, with warmer weather, the bugs come out. So they are actually bathing him this week. So our team is going to bathe Prince, pretty him up, cut his mane, kind of give him a trim and do all of that. Now,
see, ma'am, I have been unjustly imprisoned. I demand a fair trial immediately. What did the jury say, Morty? Jury says you're free. Okay, hold on, Mommy, getting it. Ooh! Oh, you're free. Outside time. Finally, Morty, justice is served.
That was Mordecai today, me having a little bit of fun with Mordecai. We actually have it in the YouTube shorts if you'd like to go show your kids. We did put that up on the video section and the YouTube shorts section. So basically, you can go and show your kids. It's a really cute video. Morty is one of the most colorful parrots we have ever had at the sanctuary. He's got a big personality in a little package. He's small but mighty. So we get a lot of fun videos with Mordecai. Okay, now we're off to the races, literally. If we had the trumpet right now for the start of the race, I'd probably play it. But it's interesting what's going on this year, because people think, well, what does the Kentucky Derby have anything to do biblically or prophetically? Now, let me tell you. The reason why, probably one of them, that the Lord shows me these things, I perceive it to be the Lord, is that my father, when I grew up, worked at Yonkers Raceway. And he taught me about horse racing. And the Lord was probably watching this going, how am I ever going to use this? You know, because it's kind of like he's teaching his daughter everything he shouldn't. Poker, horse racing, all of that stuff. Well, the Lord found an incredibly brilliant way to use it, and now I'm able to find prophetic mysteries and insights within them that match to what's happening in the nation and what's coming. And this year is a doozy, let me tell you, because there is a prophetic mystery in the Kentucky Derby this year that has a lot to do with what is going on in the nation and what's happening. Now, why does this happen in these things? Well, first of all, horses and horse racing and chariots have been around for thousands of years. And because what happens in the realm of the spirit affects the natural, you see it seep in to areas of our life. You see it seep into big races. You see it seep into to the political arena. You see it seep in to church events. Well, the Derby is no different. And like I said, this is the first leg of the Triple Crown. After that is the Preakness, and the last is the Belmont Stakes. So let's unlock this prophetic mystery together, shall we? Okay, so I want to focus on one particular horse. We're going to go into a couple of others, but there's one particular horse I want to focus on. This horse is in the number four position, and his name is Catching Freedom, and he's 3 years old. So there he is. This is Catching Freedom. He actually just won the Louisiana Derby, which is interesting, and we'll get into that. So Catching Freedom. There's something very prophetic about this horse. Now, I know the name is obvious, but there's something way deeper with this horse that we have to examine. So, Catching Freedom's dam, his mom, her name is Catch My Drift. Catch My Drift is the daughter of Pioneer of the Nile. Now, why is this so important? Because Pioneer of the Nile sired American Pharaoh, the horse that won the Triple Crown back in 2015. There he is. There's American Pharaoh, good-looking horse. So he wins in 2015, the Triple Crown. It was actually June 6, 2015 at Belmont when he wins this. Now, Catch My Drift, his mom, is the half-sister of American Pharoah. American Pharoah was the signal when this horse won that Obama was going to try to become the American Pharoah and go for the Triple Crown and go for a third term through an extension of somebody else. Also, did you know Barack Obama has a half-sister on his father's side? And her name is Uma Obama. Catch My Drift is the half-sister of American Pharoah. They share the same father. Well, Obama also has a half-sister on his father's side. I think he has one on his mom's side too. But this one, her name is Uma, A-U-M-A, Obama. Now, we all know in 2016 what happened, right? Hillary was defeated. That was the extension. We know what happened in 2020, right? When under mysterious circumstances, we'll say, Biden wins. And there's the extension right there temporarily. Now, if you look at this, because Pioneer of the Nile, right, is Catching Freedom's grandfather, okay? So Catching Freedom was drawn out of the Nile because Pioneer of the Nile's grandfather. So Catching Freedom is drawn out of the Nile by his mom, Catch My Drift. Where does this sound familiar biblically? What is going on here? Moses. Because Catch My Drift is the daughter of Pioneer of the Nile. And Pharaoh had a daughter that raised a baby and took him out of the Nile that was called by God and not like them. So even though Moses was in their family and he was raised by Pharaoh's line, he was not like them. He was called and he was set apart. And Pharaoh's daughter helped raise up the very man that would come back under the law, meaning Almighty God, because he's the law, and oppose Pharaoh, his rule, and be utilized by God to set his people free. Catching Freedom's mother, Catch My Drift, is from the line of Pioneer of the Nile, right, who also sired American Pharaoh. But so this is where it gets interesting. So the mother is from Pioneer of the Nile and is related to American Pharaoh. However, remember what I just said about the law, right? Moses's father really is Almighty God because he's Jewish and they are under a covenant through Abraham through the law. Well, Catching Freedom's father is Constitution. The horse's name is Constitution, which is the law. The Constitution is the law. It is the foundation of our land. And Moses, in the same way, Moses's mother was from Pharaoh's line, who raised him, found him in the Nile. And the father, Moses' father, was a Jew in whom God gave the law. In the same way, it's mirroring the same with Catching Freedom. Mother is from the line of Pioneer of the Nile with American Pharaoh. Father is Constitution, is the law. Now, we're going to go further with this. Exodus chapter 2. Verses 1 through 10. Now a man of the house of Levi went and took as his wife a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful and healthy, she hid him for 3 months to protect him from the Egyptians. Remember, Pharaoh had ordered all the baby boys be thrown in the Nile and killed. When she could no longer hide him, she got him a basket made of papyrus reeds and covered it with tar and pitch. Then she put the child in it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. And his sister, who is Miriam, stood some distance away to find out what would happen to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile, and her maidens walked along the river's bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to get it. And she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. And she took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew's children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a wet nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Okay. What happens then? Moses then flees Egypt for 40 years after he killed an Egyptian guard who was beating a Hebrew slave, because Moses had figured out by this point he was an Egyptian, and he was drawn to the Hebrew people. And so when he saw this, he killed an Egyptian guard, and then he tried to cover it up, and the matter was uncovered, and he fled Egypt for 40 years. Exodus 2, verses 23 through 25. Now it happened after a long time, about 40 years, that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel groaned and sighed because of the bondage. And they cried out, and their cry for help because of their bondage ascended to God. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the sons of Israel, and God took notice of them and was concerned about them. Okay, we'll stop there. Okay. Parentheses, it says, knowing all, understanding all, and remembering all, meaning he was remembering his covenant. Moses then comes back. So he has the encounter with God at the burning bush. The burning bush represents that the Jewish people were on fire, but they were never consumed. The bush was on fire, but it was never consumed. It represents all those years of bondage that they were in, over 400 years worth. So Moses then comes back to Egypt after the law, right? Almighty God who gave them the law. His father appears to him in a burning bush, and he returns now to help free the people from bondage because they have cried out to God, and their cries reached his throne. Who is the law for this horse catching freedom? Constitution. His father represents the law with Moses, right? His father was a Jew who served God, in whom they gave the law. So Constitution, whom our founding fathers, under guidance by Almighty God, drafted and made the foundation of this nation. Now, go to Exodus 3, verses 3 through 9. And this is what happens when he sees the burning bush. So Moses said, "I must turn away and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned up?" When the Lord saw that he turned away to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, because the place of which you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Then Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Verse 7, the Lord said, "I have in fact seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters or oppressors. For I know their pain and suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a land that is good and spacious, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them." So this happens in chapter 3. This whole exchange happens in Exodus chapter 3. Now, we are currently in the third year of this oppression and bondage right? At the extension of the American Pharaoh. So the extension of the American Pharaoh, right? We are in the third year since 2020, right? Because November 2024 would be year four that we have been going through this. Now, Catching Freedom, this horse just turned three this past March. So this horse is in his third year. Exodus chapter three is when this happens. And which means Catching Freedom was born, if you think about it, towards the beginning of this term that Biden took as the extension of the American Pharaoh. Okay, so Catching Freedom is born towards the beginning of that. This horse, Catching Freedom, is also in the fourth position in 2024. So he's four in 2024, and a presidential term happens to be 4 years. Now, to make this more interesting, so far, the parallels we have is Catching Freedom. His father is Constitution, which is the law. His mother is Catch My Drift, who comes from the line of Pioneer of the Nile, who sired American Pharaoh. Moses, his father, who was a Jew, was given the law. His mother, who raised him, was Pharaoh's daughter, who drew him up out of the Nile. Catching Freedom was drawn up out of the Nile and opposes, right? And in a way opposes, because it's Catching Freedom, this line that comes from American Pharaoh. Okay. Now, to make this more interesting, to show you how this lines up even more, we've talked about this before, but I'm going to show you where it connects. This invasion of cicadas we are about to have, trillions of them, trillions of cicadas, okay? These very large flying insects. So this is what it says. Generally, a 13-year brood emerges in the same year as a 17-year brood, roughly every 5 to 6 years. Though most of the 17-year broods are not in contact with the 13-year brood. So the different cicadas are clearly separated in space. A co-emergence involving adjacent broods of different life cycles is something that happens only roughly every 25 years. Any two specific broods of different life cycles co-emerge only every 221 years. That's what we're seeing this year. This co-emergence that hasn't happened in 221 years. However, though, for the first time since 2015, a 13-year brood will emerge in the same year as a 17-year brood of this invasion of trillions of cicadas. Now, the two broods converging, right, or co-emerging hasn't happened in 221 years. It's happening over the next couple of weeks, I think. But these two appearing together, okay, as separate broods, the last time this happened was 2015. So for the first time since 2015, a 13-year brood will emerge in the same year as a 17-year brood of these cicadas. What happened in 2015? American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown. The last time this happened with these, now yes, we're at a 221 year mark too for the co-emerging of them, but these two broods have not come out together, right, since 2015. When these two broods came out together last, American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown, and this infestation of cicadas hits the U.S. Okay. Because it was June 6th, remember, 2015, American Pharaoh wins. 2024, 9 years later now, so now we're 9 years later, this brood of a trillion, not seen since 1803, right? Also not seen emerging together since 2015, is emerging in the same year, catching freedom, whose father is Constitution, whose grandfather is Pioneer of the Nile, who sired American Pharaoh. This plague-like event emerges on the heels of the Kentucky Derby, okay? So this is coming, I believe, right after the Derby. Also, the last time this happened was 9 years ago when American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown. 9 years later, we see this happening with Catching Freedom, who comes from that line, whose mother is from the Nile, and whose father is the law, Constitution. He's drawn out of the Nile. The ninth plague on Egypt, because this is 9 years later now. The ninth plague on Egypt, because remember, it's been 9 years since American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown. The ninth plague was darkness. And we just had a full solar eclipse across North America, April 8th, 2024. The Derby is May 4th, 2024, less than a month after the full solar eclipse, when the ninth plague on Egypt was darkness, and 9 years ago is when American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown. Now, May 4th, 2024 is the Derby. The fourth plague of Egypt was flies. So the fourth plague had to do with an insect, okay? If you add 2 plus 2 plus 4 for 2024 together, you get 8. The eighth plague on Egypt was locusts. So flies and locusts, okay? Both plagues of insects. And this is the year in 221 years that these trillion cicadas come onto the scene, the same year that the son of the half-sister of American Pharaoh is running in the Derby for the Triple Crown. 9 years ago, these two broods emerged together, but they didn't co-merge, okay? They just emerged together, and that's when American Pharaoh won. This is the race to take the crown away from Pharaoh by one who was raised in his court. This is the race to take the crown away from Pharaoh by one who was raised in his court. Catching Freedom. This name in itself is prophetic. When you have to catch something, it means you're chasing it, right? It's gotten away from you now. You have to try to catch it because it's on the run. Definition of catch: to take hold of, especially forcibly, or suddenly, or to grasp it. This is the year we have to catch freedom with the divine guidance of Almighty God, take hold of it, not take it for granted, and do with such what was meant by our Creator from the founding of this nation, because they have tried to take it away from us and let it be so far out of our grasp that we submit to the bondage of what is happening. Catching Freedom, this horse also has 8-to-1 odds right now. He won the Louisiana Derby. Isn't it interesting that Catching Freedom won the Louisiana Derby, and the same year this horse wins the Louisiana Derby, the Speaker of the House is appointed, who is from Louisiana. So I'm just showing you all these little things that are lining up now. There's a couple of other things about this race. So I'm going to say that Catching Freedom is one to watch in this. This is really a horse to watch in the middle of this race for very prophetic reasons. But also, this horse's trainer happens to be one of the best, actually, I believe, in horse training. And his name is Brad Cox, I believe. There he is. That's Brad Cox. So this horse, for very prophetic reasons, is one to watch in this race. Yep, there it is, Racing Stables. So I'm going to show you something interesting. Look at this. I want to show you something in the top corner. It's from the 2020 Kentucky Oats winner. 2020 was the year of COVID. And the name of the horse was She Dares the Devil. You can't make this stuff up. That was the name of the horse that he trained that won the 2020 Kentucky Oaks on the heels of C-19 happening. Okay. So now there's a couple of other things we have to look at in this also. You have two other nations represented in this race as well. You have a horse named Sierra Leone, which is a sovereign state in West Africa. And you have two horses from Japan running in this race. One is T-O Password, two Password. That's interesting. And the other horse's name is Forever Young. So you have Japan and you have Sierra Leone being represented in this race. And I'm going to say that these are two nations to most certainly watch in this hour for contending on a world stage and huge political, geopolitical events happening and mountings of resistance within the nation. So I'm just, those nations. So I'm just going to say, keep that in mind. Okay. In the sixth position, six is the number of man, but the horse's name is Just Steel. Just Steel. That's the horse's name. Definition of just, based on or behaving according to what is morally right and fair. So Just Steel is sort of like an oxymoron in a way. So a morally right and fair steel. It's sort of like an oxymoron. Now it's spelled S-T-E-E-L, but it sounds like steel, like you're stealing something. So that was just a quick mention. There are two other horses, though, in this that have odds that are like, I think, 30 to 1 or something like that. In the 18th position, you have a horse by the name of Stronghold. In the 19th position, you have a horse by the name of Resilience. Now, Stronghold. What is the definition of Stronghold? A fortified place. A place of security or survival. A place dominated by a particular group or marked by a particular characteristic. And you know the example they gave? A Republican stronghold in Merriam-Webster. This is the example they gave. I know, interesting, right? 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, they're not carnal, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ. So, one of the most important fortified positions during the Revolutionary War, the stronghold, was at West Point, in New York. It was often described as the key to the continent. In addition to the land fortifications, there was a large naval chain that was constructed to span the Hudson River. Now, what's interesting about this is that the Constitution was birthed from the Revolutionary War. And one of the biggest fortified places or strongholds of the Revolutionary War was West Point, New York. Now, the Belmont, now we'll get to Resilience in a minute, but the Belmont is the third race of the Triple Crown, right, in Long Island. So there's the number three again. Remember, I was talking about three before, and I just thought I'd go back to that. So we talked about how Catching Freedom is 3 years old. It's been, we're in 3 years right now. We're in year three of this madness since 2020. There's quite a bit of threes that are involved in it, and I went over it earlier. But if we're talking about strongholds, There's a big one in New York that's got to come down. But likewise, there are wicked strongholds in this nation that must come down. Because when the people catch freedom the way the Lord desires, the stronghold of the corrupt cannot stand. Okay? So you have catching freedom. You have stronghold. You have in the 19th position, right after stronghold, a horse by the name of resilience. What does resilience mean? It's the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. An ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Catching freedom, stronghold, resilience. So when you look at it all together, when one catches freedom and the Lord's strongholds are raised as the wickeds come down, it causes the people to become resilient. So if you look at the three together, it's very interesting. Now, I want to go back to stronghold for a moment. I want to go back to this horse for a moment, because Egypt was a stronghold for the Jews. They were dominated by the fortified place, by the superpower of the world. Egypt had built a stronghold, right? And the Jews were being oppressed by it. And this superpower of the world was ruled by the rulers of the darkness, and by the Lord's hand, it came down, and the people then had to catch freedom, for they were bound by slavery and oppression. That mentality, they had to catch freedom and break free from that, because Egypt had to be taken by force and the people delivered out. And how was Egypt's stronghold brought down? By a little boy named Moses, who was drawn out of the Nile, and whom his father was given the law because he was a Jew, and whose mother was in Pharaoh's court. And he turned around by God after 40 years of not being in Egypt and was sent back. Right? So you have stronghold in this race, and you have catching freedom, whose father is constitution, the law, whose mother is catch my drift, whose father is pioneer of the Nile. So catching freedom was drawn out of the Nile, and pioneer of the Nile fathered American Pharaoh. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5. I'm going to say it again. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical. They're not carnal, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Micah 5, 11. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your strongholds. Judges 6, 2. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Psalms 9:9. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Now, I want to focus on Psalms 9:9 for a minute. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. 9 plus 9, Psalms 9:9. 9 plus 9 equals 18. This horse stronghold is in the 18th position for this derby. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalms 9:9, 9 plus 9 equals 18. This horse stronghold is in the 18th position for the derby. Now, and take a step further. The 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Zadik, T-Z-A-D-I-K, Zadik. It means one righteous or to hunt. Now, the design of a Zadik is a yud on top of the letter nun. One interpretation of the nun is that it stands for onana, deceit and fraud. By nature, most of us have the misconception that it is the physical world that is the source of ultimate truth and pleasure. But the yud, or divine intellect, is added to the nun to teach us that the material world is ephemeral and not the source of consummate goodness and joy. Therefore, there must be something truer and more godly upon which to focus. So this heightened intention is the essence of the Zadok, the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That is from Chabad.org. Now, the name Zadok also means righteous one, a leader and a teacher of a generation. Okay? This is where it gets interesting. We also know that many Zadokim are called Rebbe. This tradition began with Moses, the first Rebbe of the Jewish people. So here's Moses back in this again, because this has been a theme throughout. So this starts with Moses, this teacher of a generation. The Zadokim, this is where it starts from the name Zadok. Now, Moses, as in Exodus, as in Pharaoh, as in American Pharaoh, as in catching freedom. The second meaning of Zadok means hunt. So the second meaning of Zadok means hunt. The hunter shall become the hunted. The Lord first gave this to me back in November of 2019. I believe it was 2019. The hunter shall become the hunted. So the meaning, and when there's a stronghold of the wicked and it's hunted down, that stronghold is destroyed. And one of the meanings of the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is hunt, right? And this horse stronghold is in the 18th position. When the hunter becomes the hunted, they run to try and take shelter in a stronghold in which they ultimately fall. Now, another one that I want to talk about. In the 12th position, there's a horse by the name of Track Phantom. 12 biblically has to do with government and rule, okay? Definition of track: to follow the course or trail of someone or something, typically in order to find them or note their location at various points. Definition of phantom. Now, we know one is a ghost, but there is another definition of the word phantom that has everything to do with what is going on right now. The definition of phantom: denoting a financial arrangement or transaction that has been invented for fraudulent purposes, but that does not really exist. I'm going to say that again. The definition of phantom: denoting a financial arrangement or transaction that has been invented for fraudulent purposes, but that does not really exist. To follow the trail of financial, so we're going to put the word track phantom together now, what it means. To follow the trail of financial arrangements and transactions that have been invented for fraudulent purposes. To track down, to follow, to find the financial arrangements and transactions that have been invented for fraudulent purposes. Well, 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 doesn't that sound familiar? And this horse is in the 12th position. Well, we could add that in, because 12 has to do with government, right? To follow the trail of financial arrangements and transactions that have been invented by the government for fraudulent purposes. That is what is in the 12th position in this race. Proverbs 12:12. The wicked desire the stronghold of evildoers, but the root of the righteous endures. Proverbs 12:12. 12 plus 12 equals 24, 2024. Isn't that interesting? So we had I believe it was a Psalms 9:9 having to do with stronghold. 9 plus 9 is 18. And that horse was in the 18th position. And now we have Track Phantom in the 12th position, and we have Proverbs 12:12. The wicked desire the stronghold of evildoers, but the root of the righteous endures. 12 plus 12 equals 24, 2024. And this is what has been hidden under layers of the Kentucky Derby. This was all that was hidden there. So the Exodus and Egypt and the plagues and Moses and the law, right? And Pharaoh are all a thread throughout this derby. And catching freedom is coming back to race in this derby, right? His father, Constitution, had a very successful career. Catching freedom is coming back to almost oppose Pioneer of the Nile and American Pharaoh. Because Catching Freedom was drawn from the Nile because his mother is Catch My Drift, who's the daughter of Pioneer of the Nile. So Catching Freedom, just like Moses, was drawn from the Nile, who is connected indirectly to American Pharaoh because Catch My Drift is his half-sister. And you had Pharaoh's daughter, and she did have a brother, okay? But Pharaoh's daughter is the one who drew Moses up out of the Nile, raised him within the palace for the Lord then to take him away for 40 years. Now, where does the number 40 come into this? I'll tell you in a minute. Take him away for 40 years, only to have him brought back to now oppose the very regime that drew him up out of the Nile and spared his life, because the Lord utilized Pharaoh's daughter and that lineage to rescue Moses. Now, where does the number 40 come in all this? Well, remember, the ninth plague of Egypt was darkness. We just had the eclipse, April 8th, 2024. The eclipse passed over more than 8 cities named Nineveh in North America. Nineveh is where Jonah pronounced judgment that in 40 days they would be destroyed. And tonight, after sundown, and we go into tomorrow, ends that 39 plus day period between Purim and Passover. And this period, this 39, 40 day period, is ending on the heels of the Kentucky Derby. This is literally coming to an end. And we now enter the second period of 50 days that started when, this connects to this too, just wait for it, that started when Passover began. And we march 50 days to Shavuot, where, now Shavuot happens in June this year, where the Jews at Mount Sinai were given the law. Were given the law. Who is Catching Freedom's father? Constitution, the law. Who is Moses' father? He was a Jew unto whom the Lord gave the law. And now at the start of Passover, we enter a 50-day period to Shavuot for the Jews, where they were given the law at Mount Sinai and where it would be Pentecost for the Christians. That happens in June. It happens in June, not long after the time of when American Pharaoh in 2015 won the Triple Crown. So at the time of the Belmont Stakes, we will be very close to Shavuot and Pentecost. Very close to Shavuot and Pentecost. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. We are going to put these notes up, so you can take them and look at them and print them and pray about them and study them. But All of this is woven within the Kentucky Derby this year. But this horse, Catching Freedom, this is a horse to watch. Now, no, I'm not telling anybody to go out and bet the races. No, I'm not. But I'm saying that this is in this. This is one of the serious, serious horses to watch in this because of the lineage of what he's tied to, what he represents, and how he parallels the account of Moses. This horse most definitely parallels that account and comes from the line of American Pharaoh, but his name is Catching Freedom, which stands in direct opposition to what a pharaoh is. Because a pharaoh doesn't want freedom. A pharaoh wants to enslave you. Catching Freedom wants to get you to grab hold of freedom for your life and utilize it and be victorious with it the way God wants it done. Also, because someone just wrote in the chat, June is Pride Month. June has been dubbed Pride Month. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a very big fall. So this is going to be a very, very interesting and prophetic Triple Crown. And I'm going to watch. If I could do one on the Preakness and on the Belmont, I most certainly will. But this race has so, you know, the prophetic mystery in this is just incredible. So this horse, Catching Freedom, in the fourth position is the one to watch. And it happens to be the year that these two broods of cicadas emerge, which the last time they emerged together was in 2015 when American Pharaoh, who's in Catching Freedom's line, won the Triple Crown, except they're co-merging this year, which hasn't happened in 221 years. And you've got at least two plagues of Egypt that had to do with insects. It is all connected. It's all connected. Let me see. I want to double check when Shavuot is 2024. We're doing this live, people. June 11th, 2024. Shavuot at Mount Sinai when the Jews were given the law. 5 days after American Pharaoh would have won the Triple Crown on June 6th. Also, it was the month of June when it was mid-June when Jonah shows up on the scene in Nineveh after they had a full solar eclipse and declares within 40 days they'll be destroyed. This is all connected. And as the sun is going down, we are concluding Passover with this incredible connection of the Kentucky Derby to what happened in the book of Exodus. And I think that is pretty amazing and prophetic. Praise Almighty God. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I think this is where I'm going to end for tonight. This was a lot of information, and I pray you got something out of this. I've been trying to have my voice hold up through this, so thank you for hanging in there with me. Very much appreciate it. Up at the end here, we're going to put a couple things up. We're going to put Givaderm up first. This is the skincare line that I use. It is one of the best, hands down that I have ever used. We get a lot of emails asking what I use on my skin. This is it. It is plant-based. It is amazing. It works, and it's one of the best smelling I have ever used. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10. You get 10% off your order. These ladies love the Lord. They have made an amazing product, and we're very happy to be a blessing to them. And also, now that spring is coming into full bloom, we have tower gardened. So these are amazing, especially if you are in an apartment or you don't have room necessarily for a traditional garden, but you want to grow veggies, this is an aeroponic grower. They are amazing. They have indoor and outdoor growers. If you want an indoor grower, you can grow veggies right inside your house or apartment. They also work great on little apartment balconies, as well as homes, you know, in the backyards. They require not that much maintenance, honestly. They are amazing products that Tower Garden has created. You can use them too if you've got some animals that happen to need veggies and lettuces, say like bunnies, like parrots. This is great for them also. So you could go to AmandaGraceGrows.com to learn more. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. That is a powerful psalm. We're going to get into Psalm 91 at some point and that exchange that happened in the wilderness between Jesus and Satan, because it is connected. But I encourage you to say that every single day, as well as Psalms 123, 34, 35, all amazing to read, to speak, to proclaim. The word is living and active. Ephesians 1 and 3, as well as 6. Amazing to read. I quote scriptures from Ephesians 1 and 3 on a daily basis, as well as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That is certainly a reason for us to be saying the Lord's Prayer. There is an order to that prayer that is so important, and I just encourage you in it. Thank you for joining us this evening. I think we're going to be back on tomorrow night. We will announce, but I so appreciate you coming on with us, joining us tonight. You guys are such a blessing. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.